This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The pandemic was such a financial roller coaster. There was a recession, there was a boom, a lot of people lost jobs, a lot of people got new jobs. So looking back at it, how did it all end up financially for people on the whole? Well, the Federal Reserve took a look, and the good news is net worth went up, even for low-income families. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
U.S. households' median net worth soared 37% from 2019 to 2022 after adjusting for inflation. That's according to the Federal Reserve's new survey of consumer finances, which also found that Black families' median net worth jumped 60%. Tulane University economics professor Gary Hoover says things like pandemic relief checks and extended unemployment helped fatten up bank accounts.
Those pandemic relief efforts were absolutely more geared towards the lower end of the wage distribution where they would have had the biggest impact.
The Fed survey says wages increased the most for higher paid workers, widening inequality. Last year, average earnings didn't keep up with inflation, but Economic Policy Institute chief economist Josh Bivens says wages have actually outpaced price increases over the past 7 months.
I think we're set for some pretty good years for income growth, especially for sort of the bottom half.
Bivens says if wages can keep outpacing inflation, there could be some incremental improvement in inequality. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.